Hi, I'm your host, Brittany Mitchell. If you'd like to hear my story, go back to episode one. Happy 4th of July, everyone. We're getting ready to head out to watch some fireworks, but I wanted to make sure my furry babies are all settled in before I head off for a night of fun with my family, like most of you, I'm sure, are. My furry babies hate loud noises like thunder, fireworks, gunshots, or even a car backfiring going down the road. Let me tell you about the first time I tried essential oils on my furry ones, because it actually has a lot to do with loud noises. We have a husky mix and a boxer mix, and they are outside dogs. We do not bring them into the house, but that doesn't mean that we love them any less. When they were younger, they used to whine at the door to be let in during the 4th because everyone around us was shooting off fireworks. Even though we lived in a state, it was illegal. We still do. They tend to relax the law a little bit around the 4th as long as no one gets hurt. I couldn't let them inside due to my allergies being so bad. We had tried with our boxer mix when we first adopted him, and we hadn't found essential oils yet. I felt so bad having to leave them outside and not being able to help much with them being scared because the fireworks would go off usually until daylight most years. And back then, I usually had to go to work the next day, so staying up with them, that wasn't much of an option. About 6 years after we adopted our furry babies, we found essential oils, and during one of my Facebook scrollings, I came across a post about fireworks and pets and which essential oils to use. Most say don't use essential oils in your pets, but I knew I had the purest ones on the market, and my dogs regularly ate the grass and other plants to help with their stomachs, so I wasn't worried too much about that. Which, by the way, if you're using 100% essential oils and only using a drop or two and diluting it with a carrier, it will not hurt them. It will actually help them, though. It wasn't anywhere close to the 4th when I found this information, but it was close to hunting season when I came across it. So, one day, while my husband was at home, gunshot sounds rained through the air. Most likely my brother or my dad on my uncle's land hunting. I vaguely remember them getting a deer around that time, and they were bragging about it. I handed my husband, Tony, the oil that I had seen on the post. He had a questioning look because I didn't give him directions. This happens quite often. Tonka, our husky mix, was sitting at the door, shaking and whining as usual with these type of events. I proceeded to tell Tony what I had learned and said, "Let's try it out. I think you'll be able to put it on him easier than I could." We didn't get Tonka when he was a puppy, and we think he might have been abused before we did, by the way he acts sometimes. He had overcome a lot since we had gotten him, but he was still a little skittish sometimes, especially when he was scared. So Tony went out the door to see what he could do. He applied the essential oil and carrier oil to Tonka's front paw because we weren't exactly sure where the best spot was to put it. Well, it worked, maybe just a little too well. Tonka fell fast asleep and snored, and was snoring in about 5 minutes, and slept through all the shooting going on in the woods. He woke up happy and unafraid, which seemed like a success on our part. We now use a little less essential oil and a little more carrier oil when applying the mixture to him, and he happily moseys down to his doghouse to sleep until it wears off, knowing we are just trying to help him and not him not be scared. He loves when I wear Joy and Jasmine outside on my wrist. He starts licking them, so he loves essential oils. So by now you're wondering, which essential oils did you use that day? That day I actually used lavender essential oil. If you would like to get the exact same one that we use, go to brittanymitchell.com/bridge and enter your email address to learn more about the brand I use. We have used many other essential oils in our furry babies since then. Maybe next week I'll tell you about how my boxer mix likes getting into fights and which essential oils we helped him to recover with. Until next week, check back every Thursday for a new episode or click the subscribe button to get notifications.